Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tripoli, Libya. A militant leader in Libya is trying to overthrow the United Nations-backed Libyan government in Tripoli. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me talk about Libya. I understand that the president, Donald Trump, had a conversation with the leader of the rebellious group that's trying to attack Tripoli, Libya, take over this United Nations recognized leadership there. This thing is heating up over there, is it not?
Absolutely. And there's now a pitched battle for the capital, Tripoli, between the UN-backed Prime Minister, Sarraj, and General Haftar, who's come from Benghazi. Haftar, who was a Russian-trained general. Now, there have been reports that some of those Islamists are part of his forces. He's battled them publicly in Benghazi so far. So now they are in a battle over the capital, Tripoli. And so you have this UN-backed prime minister who's basically trying to get the Europeans to swing their support behind him and not Haftar by threatening them.
Well, this is a tribal nation, and Haftar seems to be able to try to bring under control, like Gaddafi did, these tribes. And is he wanting to be the leader of Libya? Is that what this ultimate goal is?
Absolutely. And thank goodness President Trump finally has spoken to him. You know, the State Department destroyed Libya, completely smashed Libya, tore it apart, and allowed al-Qaeda and other Islamist groups to take over. And they have been the ones, the State Department, so-called professional or career diplomats, have been urging the president not to talk to Haftar. Well, finally, he's talked to Haftar, and I'm sure it's also going to be seen as an encouragement to Haftar to continue the battle against Tripoli.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the attempt to overthrow the United Nations-backed Libyan government in Tripoli. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman's report reveals the conflict in Libya between a militant leader, General Haftar, who is fighting against the United Nations-backed and appointed government in Tripoli. Libya has always been a tribal nation and has been in conflict for decades. During the time of Colonel Gaddafi, as a strong man, he was able to keep this tribal nation under control. Now another strong man, General Haftar, is trying the same tactic. Now that's the political situation in this Middle Eastern nation. The prophetic significance is foretold by the ancient prophet Daniel, chapter 11, verses 44 and 45, and another ancient prophet, Ezekiel, found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, where these prophets both mention Libya, who will be involved in an alignment of nations that come to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This prophetic scenario is about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...